you've got to remember as well, yes, there's the extra games in hand, but they're rough.
Yeah, Liverpool.
And you're not going to captain a Tottenham player, I don't think.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Planet Sky FF, the world where everything revolves around £50,000. My name's Serge.
And my name is James.
I have the FPL website up in front of me, so I better log into the right game, hadn't I, James?
Did you actually do a Planet FPL intro?
I did Sky.
Oh, did you? I wasn't even listening. Sorry, I completely switched off. I'm well out of kilter for those watching on YouTube.
Welcome to Planet Sky FF, the world where everything revolves around £50,000. My name is Serge.
My name's James.
If I didn't do it right first time, I did then. So we're all right, good, fine. James. And you're getting closer to the 50 Gs. Quite a few weeks to go,
absolutely
mate.
Absolutely not, unfortunately. But I'm having a good little run at the moment. I'm up to 74th.
And why is that? What did you do over the last few days that's worked well for you?
I've had a few things go my way. I think the biggest one actually was a doubt over Gabriel going into Arsenal's fixture with Aston Villa. So I bought Ben White instead.
Oh, you did, yeah? That's mad. Yeah, I was thinking yesterday, because I captained Saliba. I only had Raya, Saliba, obviously Cole Palmer, who didn't play, and Jackson yesterday. And I was like, oh, is it going to hurt me? I think the likes of Trossard, when Trossard's going off, Ben White, they're very low, very, very low ownership. And then you've got Havertz did all right yesterday. But again, he's not like crazy ownership. But what was your weekend like? So how many points for the game week then?
For the game week this week, I'm on 116.
Wow, that's decent.
Which is strong. And
just one transfer used as well.
One transfer used. That wasn't planned, but I did make one. I went into Saturday with five Arsenal. So Raya, Saliba, White, Saka, Rice. It could have been better because I captained Saka. The only one I got
and
nothing.
I'm assuming
out of
you
the game.
Captained Saka yesterday as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is where I've escaped where I screwed up and I didn't get Arsenal and Liverpool on the day that they were playing on the Sunday. It would have forced me to captain Saka,
yeah,
against Wolves and yesterday, and obviously I've captained Saliba instead. So it's kind of covered me off a little bit there, where people have had higher ownership and more players. It hasn't stung me as badly because I've had Raya and Saliba, and that's two clean sheets. That's like 54 points between the two of them, which is most of my points.
Yeah, so obviously the defensive guys certainly come in Saturday night and it shot me up quite a bit. I was surprised about what we couldn't see from the previous Sunday, because obviously Arsenal lost and there wasn't a lot of returns there and I had a Ben White tackle from it, was what the jump would be. And I knew with the three guys defensively, plus Declan Rice returned fairly well also on Saturday night, that I'd had quite a bit of a jump. So then I was kind of determined even more so to go Saka Tuesday night. So I was like, well, I've got the coverage of this defensively that's covering me as it is.
Yep.
Let's go with the offensive player again. However, I sold one of those Arsenal defensive players on Sunday amidst rumours of mass benchings for Liverpool players. So it was pretty clear I had three, so Van Dijk, McAllister, Salah. All the word was that McAllister and Salah weren't playing. Under that circumstance, I was then quite reluctant to captain Van Dijk because I don't fancy them for a clean sheet now. And part of the plan I had was potentially to go from Raya to Pickford tonight or at the weekend. So I made a judgment call to get Little Arms in on Sunday and I captained the bugger as well.
Oh, for 22 that's points. So well for you.
And that was a major jump for me on Sunday. And then obviously a lot of the Arsenal guys, including Ben White, returned well last night. So, yeah.
What transfer count are you on? Single digits yet?
Seven left.
Okay.
I'll be using three tonight and almost definitely one tomorrow. So I'm probably going to be at three left come Friday morning.
I have 76 points and Sunday was my disaster day, truth be told. I captained Saliba on Saturday, which worked out okay. I crept up to 2,700, which is decent for where I want to get to, which is inside the top 1,000. On the Sunday, as we talked about on the FPL show, I was at a wedding, right? So I hadn't really thought about my plans because I didn't expect Liverpool to mass rotate and I had the armband on Salah. And by the time I'd got the news, I didn't have time to make another transfer and move it on. Obviously 1:30 bloody kickoffs, right? So I ended up having it left on Salah, which was only a two-pointer, and only had VVD at the back. So Sunday hurt me. I did have, it was nice to have Brandfoyt back, because obviously when I'd bought him, there was a risk that he wouldn't play. So I ended up with Saliba and Raya returning for me on Saturday. I had a goal from Dominic Solanke, who's been loitering around for a little while, just because their fixtures just keep coming steadily. They haven't had any
the exit points from him was, yeah.
There were none. So I left Solanke in there, so it was nice to have him there. I have a couple of dilemmas. I didn't sell Cole Palmer yesterday because he is only illness and he's so cheap that I'm just kind of like, eventually I'm going to want to get him back. I also have no Spurs Chelsea coverage other than him and Jackson. Jackson I'm already planning to sell.
Cole Palmer was 100% owned in the top 1,000 going into the game last night. How many people do you think sold him?
20.
Six.
Yeah, because he's too cheap. Where are you going to go? Like, there wasn't anywhere that I was particularly going to go. So I'm on 76 points for the game week. I'm inside the top 3K, where I was hovering around 5K for so long. I peaked at 2.6, 2.7, something like that. However, man, them got 16 transfers, fam. Jeez. 16 transfers, fam. So, and also...
Please use some tonight, like nearly all of them.
We'll talk about it now. So I've got two advantages in my favour in this chase for the top 1K. Firstly, I have 16 transfers, which we talk about. Secondly...
You ain't going to use them all.
No, I will use them all. Secondly, I have three Man City players, Rodri, Foden, Haaland, because I didn't sell them for Liverpool, Arsenal.
Well, you might only have one playing from that tomorrow night.
Well, and I might have three. So let's see how it goes. So hopefully having some City players in there... Look, they're out of the Champions League now, so they just got to get down and win the league, really, and they're going to beat Man United in the cup final, surely. So having three City players there might play into my advantage. As it stands, though, James, the only players that I can move on today that would be sensible exit points would be my Arsenal players and my Liverpool players. So I've got Raya, Saliba, Van Dijk, Salah. The transfers I am going to make... Arsenal and Chelsea players. Why am I saying Arsenal and Liverpool? Liverpool play tonight. Saliba and Raya, and then I've got Palmer and Jackson. Jackson goes to Isak tonight. Raya goes to Onana tonight. I don't want to sell Palmer, and I don't want to sell Saliba. So I'm only going to make two transfers today. And then everybody else is playing tonight, by my City guys, and they'll play tomorrow.
With the amount you've got left, you could do something like Saliba to a Newcastle player and go back on Sunday if you want to.
Yeah, or skip Tottenham and go back after. Or even go to Tottenham and you've got two fixtures, right? So I could move him on, Saliba.
These little ones, like the 2-for-0s, you've got to look at now.
But the only... I'm in a 3-4-3, and I'll stay in a 3-4-3 or a 3-5-2. So I'll need to sell Saliba for a defender. So it'd only be Fabian Schär that I'd probably look at from Newcastle from that point of view. But Onana and Isak definitely in. Schär, I could do it. Yeah, probably. And the other thing that I can do tomorrow, which is within the same match week, is a City move. Come off somebody to go to a City player, depending on what the starting lineup is. So wait and see. Like, if Haaland's out, then I could go to Alvarez or something like that. So I'll be adjusting my City player. What I'd really like to, if Haaland's out and KDB's in the starting lineup, go to KDB and captain him. And then hopefully he pulls out a 20-pointer.
Again, right? If there's a case under your circumstance to take Haaland out tonight,
and go where?
Well, to extra Newcastle, offensively.
Yeah, potentially. I'd like a bit more news on Haaland. Do we know any news?
I don't think he played tomorrow.
Okay.
And I own him. He's not going for me tonight because I don't have that luxury. But I think you might.
Yeah. I still think top 1K is doable.
The transfers you've got left, otherwise it wouldn't
be. The team's
be.
In fairly okay shape as well. Like, I don't have any issues. I was thinking about adding a offensive United, Rasmus Højlund or something, just punting it for two games.
If you
want
to punt it, yeah.
And then moving it on, because straight after Saturday, I can move back to Arsenal. I can add some Tottenham because you've got two games where some people have got none and that kind of thing. So, and even go back to Cole Palmer for the Tottenham game if I really wanted to and skip the Aston Villa away game. Like, based on Chelsea's performance yesterday, do you think they're going to go to Villa Park and do anything?
No. Exactly. You'll hear that on tomorrow's Clash of Correspondents.
Yeah, so I could just skip Cole Palmer for the Villa game and either go back to him for the Tottenham game or even skip that and go back for West Ham further down the road if I really needed to or wanted to. But I'd want some Spurs coverage for that Chelsea game, and I can do that by going in for the Arsenal game, whether it's sunny or whatever I decide. So I've got some options over the next couple of weeks, and then I'm down to 3 weeks to go, and living it up.
Okay, keep living it up strong. I know the moves that I'm going to make tonight, fairly sure. So obviously I'm down to four Arsenal now: Saliba, White, Saka, Rice. For me, Gusto and Palmer go nowhere because the additional fixtures. Are we really selling our Arsenal play? Yeah, we're doing it. We're taking the points, we're banking it and going somewhere else. That's what I'm doing anyway. The three players that I'm almost definitely going to buy tonight are Alexander Isak. I'm going to keep one Arsenal. It's highly likely to be Saliba, despite Ben White's hauls. So White, Saka, Rice out. I'm going to go Fabian Scher, Bruno Fernandes and Alexander Isak. The one I really want to get that I can't make it happen is Anthony Gordon. I'd really, really like to go there. I think that's a really good differential punt that people should consider.
If I make the two moves that I said, Onana and Isak, I was 0.2 short of Palmer to Gordon. Otherwise, that would be a shoo-in.
So I've obviously used one transfer this week. I've got four left, but I need to hold one for tomorrow because the only coverage we've got tomorrow night is Haaland.
Right.
And what I need to consider as well is just like, right, if Haaland's not in the team, and I think that's likely at this moment, what do I want to buy? It's probably Rodri, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah. Depends how big an upside you're going to chase. See, KDB. Well,
Rodri
or KDB's in, like, he's the one that could smash in a 20-pointer. But Rodri will consistently get you 10 or 11.
Anyway, either way, because I've only got one up front at the moment.
Formation tie.
I've got to get a forward tonight, which is Isak, straightforward.
Yeah.
I've got to end tonight in a 4-4-2.
Okay.
Basically, so you could look at, oh, I could go Gordon instead of Scher, but then that'll block me off of every Manchester City midfielder, right? Because there's no one I want to sell for them tomorrow night. There is a case maybe to say to move McAllister onto Rodri, for example, tomorrow night, or Foden, but then guess what that then does on Sunday? Blocks me off to Tottenham midfielders. So I need McAllister to go to a Tottenham on Sunday. That's the plan. So Isak, Scher, Fernandes is what it's going to be. The reason Fernandes over Gordon is quite straightforward. I actually prefer Gordon, but it's the captaincy down the line. The single game day away to Crystal Palace, the single game day with Arsenal. There's the Wednesday the 15th where there's
the two games.
You don't
think you'll own Arsenal by then? Because one of my questions is going to be, when are you going back to Arsenal?
I'm intending to keep Saliba, but let's put it a different way. I like to try and have two in place for a future single game day under this circumstance, so close to the end. Because if Saliba gets injured, as an example,
correct,
I'm not buying another Arsenal player, mate. I'm buying another player from a team that's got additional
more
fixtures
and stuff. Yeah.
And it might be under that circumstance that it was a Manchester United player. But guess what? I'll have three at the back. Do I want to buy a Manchester United defender? No, thank you very much. So I'd be more likely looking at a different team from that perspective. So yeah, the three tonight for me, Scher, Fernandes, Isak, that's near certainty. And then one City tomorrow night. That'll put me on three. And then it's a choice of one or two Tottenham on Sunday. Sonny will be one, I think. I'm so tempted to go Johnson instead of him, you know. I really, really am. And I might.
Well, you're at the point where punt it and go for first, man. Like, I know it's still a long way
off.
I can't
get first. It's impossible. There's way too many points, Suj. It's literally impossible.
Get as high as you can.
It's still like 150 points or something to first.
Wow.
There's no chance, honestly, no chance.
Wow.
Top 10, if I ran like a miracle running, 10th wouldn't be impossible. But I think even to beat my personal best of 30th is unlikely, Suj, at this stage.
3.094.
You can look at it and you can go, oh, it's only about 20 or so points or so, but you've got to overtake all the people in between, mate.
Yeah. I saw Liam Dorin was saying he's up to top 7th or something, isn't he? So 3.109, 2.8. So you're 140, 150 points ahead of me. So the gap from 3K...
You're more likely to catch me than I am to catch first.
That's how mad it is. So 3K to 75th is 150 points. And 75th to first is 150 points.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Mad thing. Okay.
No, certainly not. If I was sitting there, like, I don't know how many Ian's got. I know Ian's right breathing down my neck and he's obviously going to have transfers in hand.
Parent.
So I've also got that. It's not just catching those people. It's knowing there's a few behind me, like Ian's probably got a few more as well.
Yeah.
And essentially, after this Sunday, I'm going to be near enough dead, aren't I? I think.
Yeah.
In terms of transfers from there, it's just, it is what it is from there moving on. I want to leave kind of one in the bank. But I think things like having gone Pickford now, he probably just stays to the end, I think, rather than moving to another goalkeeper. I might consider Onana like Monday the 6th, but when you watch him defensively, you just think, I don't want to do that.
No, but he's still the highest point. I don't know if he still is, but he was up there as the highest but point scoring
Pickford
defender
will be,
for ages.
Pickford will be one of the most as well, right?
Yeah.
And their fixtures, obviously, it's Liverpool tonight, it's Arsenal final day. The three fixtures in between aren't terrible. And obviously, for me, the captaincy is in place now for Friday the 3rd. The irony is, I'd pretty much decided... before the weekend, I would probably skip Luton Everton. Mm-hmm. But then that's the way the situation unfolded with the Liverpool players Sunday morning, it was a logical decision. Then I had him as captaincy for two decent fixtures, Forest and Luton, respectively. And look, it's paid, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Interesting. Yeah, Liam's up to 12th. Luke is at 18th right now. So they're all pretty close. Do you remember last season when Paul was obviously right up there? He was right up there with both his teams.
Yes.
William McNair is first and second.
Yes,
right now.
Yes, we've seen this before.
So I find it fascinating. 2 years in a row now where people have got both teams right up there.
And there's a great case to do it, right? People say, where's my second team? What should you do with the second team?
Didn't even bother setting it up. But if I'd just repeated what I'd done and maybe made one or two different transfers, you never know what happens as you get towards the end. Next year, I'm going to run two teams.
I'll tell you what, see if you can beat this then. Mine's 748 with 10 left.
748. How many points?
10 left. I will have to check for you, Serge. 2991.
2991. That I'm on 2862, so 130 points. And I've got six extra transfers.
Nah, you ain't catching it.
You don't think so?
No.
Let's see.
Sorry, Matt.
With the Manchester United player that you said there, Bruno, no love for Rasmus Højlund or anybody else. He's been back four games. He hasn't done anything, not a single shot tier or anything in his four games since he's been back.
No, but Bruno is ticking over. Mm. Has he been worth the value in money this year? Not really, but if it's affordable, it kind of feels an ideal one. How many times do we look at this with the extra fixtures going into the end and you don't get them? Well, if Bruno's fit, you do.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
If you throw in kind of at least one captaincy in there, probably for me, it will be the Monday night away to Palace, even though I think they'll probably get beat that night. Then, yeah, it has to be him over Gordon for me. Mm-hmm. Has to be. Should we talk captaincy?
Let's do it. What's the plan tonight for you?
There's a few that's open.
I mean, Salah if he's fit, or Bruno if you buy him.
It's probably going to be Mo. I'm half tempted by Isak at Palace.
I need a hat trick from him to save my FPL more than
Fernandes against Sheffield United. But I think I'll go Salah tonight. He's almost definitely going to be in the team, isn't he? And I think it probably is the best shout.
Oh, he had his rest on Sunday, so yeah,
he's not playing great. I mean, if you compare Salah and Isak, he's poles apart in terms of form at the moment. So, but you could also make the argument that Liverpool got an easier fixture than Newcastle, considering how Palace played Sunday, right?
Yeah.
But then Everton are quite tight defensively.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Everton are what, second joint most clean sheets this season or
second
something like
most,
that?
Second most, I think.
And Palace played a abysmal West Ham team, which won't be the case against Newcastle. So again, it depends on your narrative,
but
right?
But Newcastle's away form actually has been pretty shit most of the
it's
season as well.
Better as it's gone along, though. So yeah, I think for me it'd be Salah as well, just as a safe bet. Like, five games to go now for Liverpool. They got to win, otherwise they're going to feel like if they lose every time, if they lose a game between now and the end of the season, they'll feel like the title race could have gone away. Especially considering the goal difference, like Arsenal did themselves a world of favours yesterday with that five goals. From a goal difference point of view, they'll feel like they've got an extra point because they do have what is up to about 10 goal difference, isn't it, really? So, yeah, it'll be Salah for me. Whether or not the goal difference thing will play in the back of their minds, let's try and rack up a score. I'm not sure, but let's see. Tomorrow night is a City player.
But I don't know which one yet. Yeah. Like, I don't think Haaland will
play.
We
need to see the team sheet, right, before we can.
The other thing is as well, because I'm only going to pretty much have two City for the run-in, I'm a little bit more assured on Rodri's minutes than Foden from that perspective, if I need to captain one.
Yeah. That's the number of times that Rodri this season has outscored Haaland.
But then Foden's minutes this season, I think he's the most, isn't he? So how long do we play on that narrative? With Rodri, there's a minimum you know you get, right? I suppose at this stage of the season, there is more of a case to go with Foden over him. But then Foden reportedly hasn't trained either. I'm not convinced on the KDB thing that you are, mate.
It's only on the historic, right? It's only on the historic. The reason I'd go KDB would be because he can score points in lots of different ways. And he's got a massive ceiling. It could be goals and assists and passing tier and maybe a shot tier in there as well. Like, he's got multifaceted ways of scoring points. That's why I like KDB. I prefer the safety blanket of Rodri, though. Right. The number of times we've captained Haaland over him and he's outscored Haaland this season has been must run into double digits sometimes. So, yeah, I think it'll be a case of wait and see on the team. I've got Foden and Rodri and Haaland right now, so I don't necessarily need to make a move to get anybody else. One of those three is going to play.
Now,
one of those three is going to play.
Yeah, Rodri will play. Yeah. Rodri will play tomorrow night.
On Saturday, if you own Bruno, are you going to go with Bruno with Burnley or would you go with Isak at Sheffield United?
Saturday, I really want to go Isak. Obviously, look, you'll see the Liverpool team at West Ham. So if you see Salah's in it, that's obviously going to create a big temptation. But as long as I'm not spooked on Isak's minutes tonight, yeah, I'll be going Isak on Saturday for captaincy. There'll be a few who've still got Ollie Watkins and that's perfectly reasonable based on the way I saw Chelsea defend last night. So, yeah, Saturday's quite open because you certainly could consider the likes of Bruno Fernandes is obviously Liverpool assets.
Bruno Fernandes.
I mean, even Eze at Fulham, for example, if people have gone down that route. There's a few, but I think, yeah, Saturday feels like more one of the informed strikers in the league, brilliant goals per minute ratio, playing the worst team in the league. Yeah, I want to go Isak Saturday.
Yep. On the Sunday, look, City away at Nottingham Forest, you'd think would be the standout fixture. It's the North London derby. So whether or not anyone fancies an Arsenal player, I don't think it'll be a clean sheet for either side in that. I think you'll both score. They'll just probably score a few more. And then Dominic Solanke is going to still be lingering around for me. So he's not a bad shout with Brighton at home.
I would strongly consider that.
Wait and see. I mean, what's the early kickoff that day?
So Bournemouth, Brighton and Tottenham Arsenal are both 2 o'clock.
Right, so we won't see the City team. This is it, right, again. So I'm sure there'll be leaks and rumours.
We might have info, obviously. And again, Rodri feels like a safety from that perspective. The North London derby is really difficult to call. We've discussed it a bit. You'll hear on COTC tomorrow. Like, I have an inkling it could be quite low scoring. But it also could go off like an Arsenal win like 4-2, for example. Captain Saliba's the one Arsenal I'm going to be left with probably doesn't feel right. Like, I don't think he'll hit a passing tier against us unless they were chasing the game. Even then, I would say that's strongly doubtful. So,
he didn't hit one yesterday, did he?
No, but then I remember
checking at about 60 minutes. He was only on like 30 passes.
I mean, Arsenal were quite happy for Chelsea to have the ball at certain points of the game. Do I have confidence enough to go Sonny for the armband? I don't think I do against the best defence in the league.
I don't think I'll be armband.
But then if I don't have confidence in the City assets I've got, then I think if I had Solanke, which I don't, I'd be really tempted by that on Sunday, actually.
Yeah, I might do it because, again, like, I'm chasing, right, at this point. So why not if there's a potential upside home fixture against Brighton? And Brighton do give up chances, right? We know they do, so... Yeah, I think I'll wait and see. On we'll record before next Thursday, which is the
rearranged
fixture. But I may not own Palmer if I was to sell him for somebody tonight. I'd be happy with Sonny in that game, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, definitely an offensive player in that fixture. If Palmer, for whatever reason, if there is a problem and you're sitting there with like Gusto or Son, like you go to the offensive player, definitely in that fixture.
Yeah, all day long. All day long. Yeah.
Tottenham obviously should be bought on Sunday in spite of that fixture because you're going straight into consecutive game days essentially. So if you want to go, it is Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of confidence in much stuff.
It's just the extra game. It's a free game, the Arsenal game, really, at the end of the day.
I have no intention to get anything defensive at the moment, considering those fixtures. Porro, we think, will probably be fit. I mean, obviously, look, you will see the team in any case anyway. There's possibly a case to go him over Romero over this period, despite that concern, because I just don't see many clean sheets from the Tottenham perspective. So you're hoping for the attacking stuff. Porro could potentially, over these games, from a tackle perspective, match Romero's passing as well. So I think I would prefer Porro under that circumstance, as long as he's in the team. The only two offensive ones that I want, really, is Son and Johnson.
Yep.
And as I keep saying, I'm not even convinced I even want Heung-min Son at the moment. I think it's probably only going to be one of them for me. You've got to remember as well, yes, there's the extra games in hand, but they're rough.
Yeah, Liverpool.
And you're not going to captain a Tottenham player, I don't think.
Even the Burnley at home game, Sheffield United away last day of the season.
You see the City team at Fulham at 12:30. I don't think you do.
Yeah.
Unless you've landed there and you haven't got the right City and they're not in the team for whatever reason. Even still, Palmer away to Forest.
Yep.
It's just as competitive as well. So I don't think so, no. I don't see me captaining a Tottenham. The day I'm most likely to captain a Tottenham player, ironically, is probably the final day. When everyone plays away to Sheffield United.
Yep. Cool. From the 8 fixtures that we've had, do we want to look at the tiering points and stats? Narrow it down to the relevant bits and pieces.
Yeah, I shall do. Not too much from the Luton-Brentford perspective. Obviously, Luton have this single game day with Everton coming up, but there's no entry point. And I think with Everton obviously playing against Brentford tonight, that's really your entry point is tonight. That's why, as I'd said, if the Everton-Brentford game didn't move to the Sunday, which we now know that it obviously won't, the entry point for Everton is tonight. And there will be a few people will pick up a Pickford or Branthwaite tonight.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you already own Pickford, I already own Branthwaite, so we're good.
You're not doing it for tonight. You're doing it for what's to come. I think it's perfectly skippable. I think if you don't invest in Everton tonight, if you've got none, then I think you're skipping that Everton-Luton game. And for those with a small transfer count left, I think that's perfectly reasonable, personally. Luton are not going to get considered unless people are holding on to something. They got obliterated at the weekend. Lewis Potter, Vissa might be two to keep an eye on next year. It probably won't be priced as highly as Bumo. They both had a shot here at the weekend. For Sheffield United, Burnley, nothing of interest here. Just a shout out for Muric. He made 10 saves. Sanderberg with passing and tackles in that fixture. Muric also completed 45 passes. For the Arsenal players at Wolves, Saliba and Ben White, tier 2 passing, 80 and 70 respectively. Gabriel, 50. It's not just the attacking returns, Suj. White's actually been doing the tiering bits to go over Gabriel over this little period as well. As said, shot tier and tackle tier for Declan Rice. Also shot tier for Havertz and substitute Gabriel Martinelli.
Yeah, I think Ben White might be up there as one of the best fantasy assets of the season, really, based on value. He's done really well.
He's going to be close to top scoring defender now, isn't he? Probably is.
But in both formats. Yeah. He
comfortably is in FPL now.
Actually, nearly 20 points behind William Saliba.
Really, still?
Yeah, 194 versus 213.
I mean, that has happened last night. It's not going to happen again, is it? Let's be honest. So, no.
Still 20 points behind
it's
Saliba.
It's the security of Saliba that I want to hold on to. Though, what I would say, obviously, with Arsenal being out of Europe, Ben White will play these remaining games. There's no doubt about that as far as I'm concerned. Just note, Max Kilman, 76 passes completed, and I know he'll be in a handful of teams still. Pickford with a clean sheet and save tier, obviously, as said, for Everton against Forest. Also shot tier for Dwight McNeil. Goal and tackle tier for Idrissa Garner-Gay. It will look ugly buying an Everton defensive player against Liverpool tonight, but I do think that's the right move rather than an offensive one, personally. You really, at this stage, want to waste an attacking spot on an Everton player? I don't think that you do. Forest, I don't think there's any reason to be looking at. Again, it might be a handful of people, if they did go an Everton offensive player, might want to consider a Forest attacking player on Saturday the 4th, considering they finished with Sheffield United away, Chelsea at home and Burnley away, but I don't really see that. Niakate hit tier 2 passing at the weekend. For Villa, there's obviously a good cluster of still held on to Ollie Watkins, and a few of them would have captained him on Sunday as well, which would have outscored any Liverpool choice. So two assists and a shot tier from that. That's the only thing to speak of. Those still got Zabani, did get a tackle tier, but they also got a yellow card from the fixture as well. There would have been a little bit of interest in Palace, I think, on Sunday, although it doesn't look like it was a lot. Obviously, the front three all hauled. There was quite a number in tackles as well. Klein, Mitchell and Will Hughes. Daniel Munoz, the right wing back, 8 tackles, 1. And he also hit a passing tier as well, 60 passes completed. I think that tells us a lot about West Ham. Lucas Paquetá did pick his usual tackle tier. You said he didn't try very hard, Suj.
He's trying to get a yellow card, James.
For Liverpool, Fulham, Van Dijk and Quansah were the centre-back pairing, 95 and 97 respectively. Watara Endo played the 6th role, 69 passes completed. There was shots here for Gakpo and Jota, but nothing for Luis Diaz. And last night from the Arsenal-Chelsea game, not a single Arsenal player in the passing tiers. Declan Rice, 5 tackles, 1. It just picks up little bits of everything just constantly. Yeah. Ben White, obviously, with a shot tier and the 2 goals. Kai Havertz, 4 shots on target, 2 goals scored. Martin Odegaard, 2 assists, 58 passes completed, was actually Arsenal's most in the game. Did you watch it?
No.
He was absurd.
Odegaard?
Yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely absurd. When Ali McCoy said with like 10 minutes to go, I don't even care if Ben White gets a hat-trick here, he's still not getting man of match. That gave you an indication of how good Odegaard had been.
Nice.
He was ridiculous. There were a couple of Chelsea players to hit passing tier, but they probably won't often again because judging by how they performed last night, they'll be coming back out of the team. Badia Shill, 94 passes completed. Disasai, 76. Conor Gallagher will stay in the team, obviously. 64 passes completed. Petrovic, 6 saves completed. I presume no one is going to go and buy Chelsea on Saturday. So they're a big conversation for this podcast next week. Petrovic, Gusto, perhaps Gallagher, Palmer, Jackson, maybe even Madueke as a differential. If Palmer wasn't around for any season, we'll all have a little chat about, I think, importantly, Jackson and Casado did not get booked last night. The suspension period for all clubs is now over, except I know João Paulinho got booked at the weekend, which I believe was his 13th booking of the season.
Wow.
If you hit 15...
Three game back?
I think it's 3 game, and I think you have to sit in front of a panel or something as well. And with 4 games to go, you can't rule that out as a possibility for 13. Paulinho. I think he's on 13.
2 more in 4 games.
And he's not played every game either.
Yeah, he might do it. Achievement unlocked.
Good. That's all for your day, yeah.
Lovely jubbly. Well, that means we can get into some questions, James.
Sure.
Which we've had in. Thank you for sending them in. If you want to know where to send them in, go to X, and it's at Planet FPL Pod is where you can see the tweet, usually the day before the show. Whack your questions in. So some of these we've covered off, but we will try and maybe give some more specific, succinct answers. Let's start with the man himself, Ian Parrin. You said he's hot on your tails.
Oh, he'll catch me. I don't know how many he's got left, but he's definitely got more than me.
Are the decisions that will be made between now and the next Sky FF pod the ones that will define the season, or has that period already gone, or is it still to come in the following 3 remaining weeks of the season?
I think this is a massive night.
Yeah, and again, it depends on how many transfers. Like for me, clearly, because I've got to use shitloads of transfers.
Because I think as well, if you look at the top 1K ownership at the moment, I said to you before we started, of the top 20, 8 of them are Arsenal players currently. Now, obviously,
that's a lot.
There's some people who may have 7 or 8 and they'll be flying. But a lot of that is getting binned tonight. However, there's also a lot of people who are going to hesitate because of the returns over the last 2 games.
Yeah.
Do I really want to sell this? Yada, yada, yada. And it's fine. And I do recommend keeping something Arsenal. From just the potential to cover captaincy and think about Sunday the 12th. Because whatever you sell here for Arsenal, you're probably not going back, I don't think. I think that's it once you cut it off. So that causes a little bit of reluctance. So Saliba's in 97% of teams. Saka is in 80%. Raya and Gabriel both over 50%. Rice, Havertz, Odegaard and Ben White all between sort of 20 and 30%. And when you consider what we're buying tonight, potentially, I mean, it's none of these players, is it? Palmer, Salah, Van Dijk, Solanke, Nunez is in 62% of teams, blimey, in the top 1,000. Jan-Paul Van Heck, Haaland, McAllister, Diaz, Rodri, Pickford, Watkins. That makes up the top 20 of players all owned above 14% of the top 1,000. None of them are targets tonight. So we're buying from the outside. And I think people like Isak and Fernandes are going to get mass bought in. Mass bought in. I'd be surprised if those two players in particular probably weren't over 50% tomorrow morning.
Yep.
So, but it's how many moves with it. From that perspective, at this stage, to have a player in and around 50% ownership is still pretty good. I don't know how many are planning to go there. How many people are going to go for a Fabian Schär, for example? I'm targeting three players who've got next to no ownership at the moment, but I don't think that's necessarily going to be the case tomorrow. I really think the key thing is if you're like me and you're on one city, like Foden or Haaland, do hold one back for tomorrow night rather than spunking five tonight. But I think if for people who have got transfers left, anything above seven, I think you should be making five across these 2 days. If I hadn't bought Pickford on Sunday, I'd be buying him tonight or someone else.
Yep. Tom is 14th and he's 100 points off first.
Nice.
How differential do I need to be to try and win the game?
What's the difference?
100 points. Four or five big captaincy differences, I mean, isn't it? It's a big gap.
If you're in that position, you've got to go for it. You've got to. There's things like, I don't know, seeing the team tonight and thinking, well, everyone's going Isak. And you can say, Rasmus Højlund, mass out of form. Could he smash in like a treble tonight because the opponent? Yeah. That's probably the sort of differential you're looking at. And it's got a hit. And it's not got a hit once. It's got a hit a couple of times, I think. Yeah. To get near that, because your guy who's top, obviously what he's going to do is split his teams, presumably.
Hedges
so
bets.
you're beating him. You've got to beat him twice, not even just once. You've got to beat him twice.
The bottom, he's gonna captain and play defensively, whereas you can play aggressively, and that's where you can potentially make it up. But go for it.
You've also got to pick your battles, right? Because you're not going to win every time. So I look at things like Saturday and Sunday, and there's kind of choice. We kind of struggled with Sunday. We're not really happy with any option, considering we don't see the City team. So, you know, could you go something like Ben White again, if you still got an OP knocks in another attack and return the clean sheet or something like that? It's about picking your battles. So tonight, I would say, yeah, you could take on Salah. Salah will probably be the most captained. You can take that on with other players tonight. If Haaland was in the team tomorrow night, do you want to take that on? Probably not, but you could invest in a different City player. As we've spoken about, Foden or Rodri. But it could be you go, well, I don't think Haaland's going to play the next couple. I will go for Alvarez, and most other people won't do that sort of thing. But pick your battles. Don't do it for every game. Don't do it for every game. Like, I would look at like Chelsea-Tottenham next Thursday.
Palmer. And,
yeah, I don't fight that. That would be an example. So pick your moments, pick your battles.
F Bombardier, what's the general rule of thumb when moving to players for no gain? I'm looking to come off McAllister to Gordon on Saturday. There isn't a rule, is there?
No, there isn't. I mean, the one benefit of that is you might see the Liverpool team, McAllister might not be in it. But under that circumstance, here would be a comparison for you. So you could do that with no gain, or you could take a chance on Brennan Johnson the next day, yep. And then he's got six games left.
Dan
I'd
Stewart
probably prefer that.
Just wants you to know that it's not a question, but you and him are tied on the same points, and he's got a shaking hands emoji. So
okay,
know.
Shaking the hand
go,
emoji back at you.
Yeah,
and just for the benefit of those on the audio, it wasn't like a wanking shake hands emoji. It was a general handshake, firm
okay.
One.
Good. Nice to know. Shadebi, who will be your co-host next year now? So just moving to Portugal? No one. Me.
I'm going solo, yeah.
No. he's tagged in Ian, and no doubt, like, if I'm not about for whatever reason,
oh, Ian will jump on sometimes,
Ian,
no
Luke
doubt
or whatever. But a VPN and a GPS emulator, and also, like, I'm more likely to quit FPL than Sky. You know why, right? £50,000, fam. Like, what game am I not going to want to play? The one with money at the end, or the one with no money at the end?
I haven't actually been playing FPL this year. I've just been pretending. I'm just making it up on the fly. Yeah, yeah.
Go on. Let me guess. You do the FPL review and just follow whatever it tells you.
That's not me.
Definitely not. MB says, Gordon or Isak for Newcastle cover. He's got five moves. I think Isak. Again, the only thing I would say is... be wary of your formation, right? Because if you go with one or the other and it locks you out of something...
But this is also the point. There's more midfielders that you may suddenly want to invest in rather than forwards. Right. I mean, if you land Sunday and you're like, oh, okay, I really do want to steam into Tottenham, right, well, your choice up front is not as strong as the choice in midfield.
Yep.
Is Richarlison a forward in this?
I think he is, isn't he?
So maybe that's a bit different.
Glenn did ask about Richarlison, and he used the word nailed, and I know you hate it. He said, is he nailed when he's fit? He's potentially thinking about coming off Watkins for Richarlison.
Let me sell it to you like this. You'll see the Tottenham team Sunday.
Yeah.
And if Richarlison's in it, I don't mind it. Let me sell it like that. But my instinct right now would be that he won't start.
Okay. Armin wants to know if KDB is a good Sky option. He's a fantastic Sky option, but... like, at what point? He's in the rare bracket of players that scores points in multiple ways. He could end up with a full house.
Well, for you guys chasing
but his
first.
His form just hasn't been there this year.
Yeah, but someone like that, you know, can hit the ceiling.
Just go everywhere. He could, a goal assist, a pass tier, a shot tier, and okay, we don't have man of the match. But he was
got,
the one
you
that
got to think as well,
20 points.
If you're chasing that, or this goes, you know, if you're in a particular head to head and you're trying to chase one particular individual and they know and their goal is just to hold you off, you're looking at things like that and asking yourself, would they buy Kevin De Bruyne? And it's probably a no, I think. Yep. Now, the team might drop tomorrow with no Haaland, no Foden, and that might change that opinion a little bit. But otherwise, I don't think so.
Haaland's KDB, because of budget, is feasible, whereas certain moves might not be because of budget, right? And again, that depends. If you steamed into Bruno Fernandes today, for example, does that rule you out of that move tomorrow, that kind of thing, something to consider? But formation is definitely one to think about as well. Yeah, cool. There we go, James. That's the questions that we've had in on X,
cheers,
Twitter,
Chief,
whatever it may be. Hopefully you guys are all doing as well as you can. If you want to support the show, then head over to patreon.com/planetfpl. The fixture planning spreadsheet that you produce, so helpful for Sky, and some really engaged Sky managers in our Slack community. The Sky community on Twitter isn't as big necessarily as maybe the FPL community, but within that, people share their screenshots on our Slack community and are happy to share advice. And, you know, with Sky, obviously, with the prize being there, some people can be cloak and dagger, smoke and mirrors, let's say, but not in our Slack community. People are very open and share and help each other. So if you want to support the show and be a part of that, then it's quite straightforward. patreon.com/planetfpl. What's left for the rest of the week for the listeners, James?
Well, yesterday's quite relevant as well for Thursday night, a single game day, because we did Brighton Man City yesterday with Sam Murray and Johnny Pringle. So if you want to have a listen to that, that's worthwhile. We're doing Chelsea Tottenham. I've already recorded with the guys this morning. I can tell you now, it's not positive, but that's out for you.
I feel like you have a way of always getting Gary just after Chelsea have been...
no, that's definitely not the case.
Okay.
I mean, the intro is basically, hey, it's a double game week for Chelsea Tottenham. Which one of these two are we going to steam into this week? The team that just lost 5-0 or the team that just lost 4-0? So, it's a good one, though. Friday, we'll have our FPL game review pod of the midweek games as well.
Cool. Lovely jubbly. Listeners, stay safe wherever you are. Thank you for your support as always. Ciao for now.
Thanks, everyone. Play it your way. Be nice to each other. Good luck. Cue music, please. Manchild.
The Fantasy Football Show.